Good.
That
was official. Good luck, everybody. Good Shabbat. I want to first take the opportunity, as always, to thank everybody for coming. I know it's a busy night, our Rosh Hashanah. We always joke that my mother, Shalom, whose memory this scene is being presented on the occasion of actually her 22nd year outside, Rina Basar of Yitzhak, Shalom, she was in her lifetime an extraordinarily considerate person. To a fault, considered, I think. We have stories in the family, as well. But this was inconsiderate, especially in Arab Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't so convenient, but nonetheless, I really thank everybody for coming and joining me for the scene in her memory. I would like, this year I learned Maseches Rosh Hashanah from Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah. I think if I was Rosh Hashanah, maybe I wanted to, I mean, I learned it, I think what we see all the years, human was on Bali, but in any event, and we sign Yerushalmi Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's obviously the timely subject. Before I read the last few lines, I just want to say over a brief Torah. There's a lot of chip I think can catch. I want to say just a brief Torah regarding the last parak, the fourth parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Starting with what it says in the Mishnah in the Bavli, and the Gemara in the Bavli, this is about a subject which is not relevant this year, and in fact, it has not been relevant for the last 10 years, but it will be relevant next year, and that is the question of what happens when Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos. We haven't had it in quite a while, just the way the calendar works. Huh? Yes, so there you go, 10 years, we haven't had it, but next year will be, a year from now, so we can be among the first to get a jump on that, the sugya of what happens when Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos. So the Mishnah states, I read it from the Bavli, I want to read the Gemara in the Bavli first. The Mishnah states, the part of the words, in Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Shachol Es B'Shabbos, if the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah lands up on Shabbos, again, next year, Tov Shem Pei Aleph, Avol and Tov, will be like that. The Mikdash Hayutokin Avalov Medina. They would blow the shofar, even on Shabbos, they'd blow the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in the Medina, not in the rest of the country, not anywhere else. There is, as many of you know, a famous machlokus in the Rambam and Rashi, and the Rishonim, as to what exactly is meant by Mikdash. The Rambam seems to have an opinion here, and a few other places, that Mikdash includes all of Yerushalayim, or all of Halachic Yerushalayim. It doesn't mean the base on Mikdash proper, it means Ira Kodesh, the whole Yerushalayim, and Medina means everywhere outside of Yerushalayim. And Rashi and other Rishonim seem to know that Mikdash means no. Mikdash means the base on Mikdash, the proper, the confines of the base on Mikdash proper. Okay. But in the Mikdash, when we define Mikdash, they would blow shofar. But the rest of the country, the rest of the world, did not blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah landed on Shabbos. And that, of course, as you know, is our practice. And next year, we'll not blow shofar on Shabbos. We'll blow shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, to be Mitzvah on Sunday. So that's all the part of the mission that we're interested in now. The Gemara here, I'm reading the Bavli, on Chof Tesim and Beis Rosh Hashanah, they ask, Menohani Mili, where does that come from? Who says, and we look at the Torah, it says, Yom Tzur Yelachem, and that would seem to imply who says Shabbos is any different. The Torah makes no apparent distinction between Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah and a weekday. Either way, you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. And, we do a milah on the eighth day, Bizmano, even though it's Rosh Hashanah. Why, and even though it's Shabbos. So why should Kish over Rosh Hashanah any different? And we're asking Rani Mili. So Amar of Levi Balachma, Amar of Chama Barchanina, because you have two psukim that seem to be conflicting. There are two, Rosh Hashanah is only mentioned Chumash directly, only two times in the whole Torah. Kosov Echad Omer Shabbos on Zichron Shu. That's in Parshas Emor, where Rosh Hashanah is identified in Parshas Emor as Shabbos on Zichron Shu. Shabbos on Zichron Shu. And notice that the expression used is Zichron Shu. Zichron Shu. This doesn't seem to mean that you actually sound the shofar, but rather that you recall, that you make mention of the shofar, right? Which we do. Even when we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, we do say Malchus Zichronos and Shofar, the special brachas, and in those brachas we recite, we speak about shofar. So that's one pasuk. That pasuk doesn't imply there's a mitzvah to sound the shofar, just that there's a mitzvah to make mention, to talk about the shofar, see what the shofar represents, and so on. That's Zichron Tshuva. Okay, that's the pasuk in Parshas Emor. But then there's another pasuk, as Rashi here says, Zichron Tshuva, lo Tshuva Mamish, Ela Mikro, so Tshuva Yomu. Just say psukim about the shofar, which we do. Okay, that's the pasuk Shabbos and Zichron Shu and Emor. The Chos of Echad Omer, but there's another pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, it says Yom Tua Yelachem. That's the master on the both days of Rosh Hashanah. It says Yom Tua. Yom Tua, the simple definition of Yom Tua means you actually sound the shofar. Yom Tua Yelachem. That's Mamash Tua. So, which is it? Is Rosh Hashanah day when you talk about the psukim and so on and so forth? Or is Rosh Hashanah a day when you will sound the shofar? Which is it? Sounds seems to be a steerer. So the Gemara answers, this is a Levi Balachma answers, Kan biyantev shecholios b'shabbos, Kan biyantev shecholios b'chol. The answer is the Baba gives. It depends. When Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos, so then it's zichron truah. You don't blow the shofar, you just say psukim about the shofar. And that's when Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah lands on a weekday, then it's yom truah, you actually sound the shofar. So therefore, the Gemara assumes at this point that the fact that we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shacholos b'Shabbos, is a function, of the fact that there's a pasuk. Two conflicting psukim. One is talking when Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos. Then we don't sound the shofar. We just speak about the shofar. Say psukim about the shofar. And Rosh Hashanah lands on a weekday. And the other day, we actually blow the shofar. So the Gemara raises a problem with that. The Gemara says, "I'm a rabbi, so one second. This is in the Babli. I'm Yerushalmi, but this is in the Babli. I'm a rabbi, one second. So if based on psukim in the Torah, why should the Beis Hamikdash be different anywhere else? Right? Remember, the Mishnah started by saying that in the Beis Hamikdash they blew shofar even on Shabbos. Yom Tishcholos Shabbos, a mikdash is a token. If this is rooted in the Torah, so why should the Beis Hamikdash be different than any other place? If it's based on a pasuk in Chumash, so then a zichron tshuah, so it should be zichron tshuah wherever. Why should the mikdash be different than any other place? And furthermore, again, furthermore, because we have sholav melacha, you start chol amutei rashi melacha tetzmiya. What melacha? What's the problem with blowing the shofar? Because the Gemara says tkiya shofar is not a melacha, but it's a chacham. It's a skill. It's not a melacha. What should be awesome? Why should there be a problem altogether? And therefore, Rava says, Elo Amar Rava. Elo means we reject what came before. Elo Amar Rava. No, it's not two different psukim. It has nothing to do with that. As a matter of fact, mita oraisa, we should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah even on Shabbos. What's the problem? Elo Amar Rava. Midoraisa mishri shari. Midoraisa is nothing wrong with blowing shofar. Anywhere, not just in the mikdash and tinek also. It doesn't matter where you are. It's mutter. It's not a malacha. Nothing else for Shabbos. Rabbanon who the gozer beg. But the Rabbanon later on, at some stage in history, asked it to the rabbi, like the teaching of rabbi, Dama rabbi, kocham with kiyah shofar, and a kobakim with kiyah shofar. Everybody, they're not sure. Everybody has to hear shofar, but not everybody knows how to blow the shofar. You're going to carry the shofar maybe to shul, or you'll carry the shofar to somebody else in the absence of an eruv, and end up violating Shabbos. So the chacham were concerned for the sanctity of Shabbos, and therefore they said, listen, when Rosh Hashanah lands on a weekday, it's Yom Tov, so you can carry on Yom Tov, no problem. Or it lands on Shabbos, in order to protect Shabbos, and they made a low put. It doesn't matter if you have an Eir, you don't have an Eir. They made a rule across the board, and the Gemara concludes the same thing with Lulav on the first day of Sukkot, right? We don't take the Lulav on Shabbos or Sukkot, even if it's the first day. For the same reason, it also mentions Megillah. Here, outside of Yerushalayim, it's never an issue, because Megillah Purim never falls on Shabbos. But Shushan Purim can, and it does fall on Shabbos. We have Purim here on Friday, so in Eretz Yerushalayim, they have Purim on Shabbos. They take it, don't read the Megillah, they have the Purim of Shulis. The triple Purim, huh? And that's the same year when they're paced on Shabbos. That's a fun year. But anyway, the bottom line is that they don't care. Same problem, you'll carry the Megillah. So they don't read on Shushan Purim, they'll read it on Friday like everybody else. Anyway, that's the Gemara that appears in the Bavli, famous Gemara that people know. And so according to the Bavli, you have to assume that the drasha of the two conflicting sukkim, Zichron Tshua and Yom Tshua, it's not going to smachta. That's an Arban right, it's not a Bishon right. It's not a smachta. It's not a real din of the Torah. And therefore, what about in the Beis HaMikdash? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't have to worry. No gozer in the Mikdash, because the reason in the Beis HaMikdash, they're careful. There's a bez, and they're not going to make mistakes. In the Beis HaMikdash, extra careful. We're not worried. I'm worried. Here, out in the, huh? Yerushalayim. It's a good question. What about what about Yerushalayim? So I guess the presence of Bezdin or the aura, the wars, whatever, but they make a chilid by her. But okay. That's an excellent question. I thought about that. I know the answer. I don't have to look into that. But anyway, that's the Adkan, that's the Bavli. We look at Yerushalmi, and that's what I learned. Yerushalmi has the same discussion at the beginning of the fourth parak, of the same Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, it was a whole big discussion. This is They said, we better go ask somebody else, find the Gabba Rabba, we'll ask him. They came and they asked, And he said, guess what? Omer long, Kosev Echad Yomer Yom Tshuva, but Kosev Echad is Omer Zichron Tshuva. The same as in the Bavli, right? The two psukim, Yom Tshuva and Zichron Tshuva. Haketa, which is it? Is it Yom Tshuva or is it Zichron Tshuva? Haketa, B'shoh Shechal B'chol, Yom Tshuva. B'shoh Shechal B'Shabbat, Zichron Tshuva, meaning Maskirin Avelo Tokim. I just added a side point to that Shita, even though we don't accept that Shita necessarily, but that Shita survived in terms of our Nusach and Davening.
Right.
Because you can see that the Master, you know, this, when it is Shabbos, we do say Zichron Tshuva. Usually it's in parentheses or it's in gray or whatever. So that Shita of Zichron Tshuva, we do in the Davening, or in Kiddush. We do put in the phrase Zichron Tshuva.
Also, yeah. I believe one of the Piyutim actually had said that it's Yom Tshuva.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. They both end, yeah, because it's one of those Piyutim that has Machas and Shofers and the triple. Yeah, so in the Karev Yom Tshuva, the Shabbos Kodesh, yeah. So anyway, but in, even in terms of without the besides the Piyutim, the actual text of the Davening, we do say Zichron Tshuva. So three things. What's that?
To change the gear
stuff, it's not strong enough. Okay. Now, then the Gemara says, I'm just wondering, Zira Vivka Lechavre Yulon. What?
Until then,
yeah, and when did it happen? So apparently they didn't.
What did they say?
I don't know what they said about it. I don't know. Anyway, then the Gemara goes on and mentions the same story of Zera and Reb Levi, who had this drasha. So I'm assuming this Reb Levi is the same Reb Levi Balachma as the Bavli quote, I would imagine. Okay, but it says they're just called Reb Levi. And the lady also says he was discussing, and they went to somebody else, and they spoke to, and the same thing. So they're basically the same answer. The different psukim, zichron tshuva and yom tshuva. Ha keitzad Yishama says b'shor shuchal b'chol yom tshuva, shor shuchal b'shabbat zichron tshuva. Okay, but then what about the Bavli's kasha? One of the kasha, the Bavli said, why is the mikdash different anywhere else if it's based on a pasuk chumash? So the Yishama, this is not the Bavli. Yishama asked, my ato at the mikdash. Lo yidachin, the Beis should be the same rule. Okay? So he has an interesting drasha. And they give the answer. Tana, be'echad l'chodesh. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Pinchas there, it says, Yom l'chodesh ha'shvi be'echad l'chodesh. Okay? Be'echad l'chodesh. Rosh Hashanah, as we know, falls on the first of the month. Now, ordinarily, and that's what the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is all about, the first couple of Prokem, all about Kiddush HaChodesh and how that system worked, with the Eidim coming and being examined, the whole thing. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah is an odd situation because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is hidden, but it's still Rosh Chodesh. So who knew for sure, the interview, who knew for sure that it was actually Echad L'Chodesh? Only in the Mikdash, only in where the Beis Din was, the Beis Chabad, in the confines of Beis Mizrach, the Sanhedrin had their chambers, part of it was in, part of that. But so they were the only ones who knew. So Lamaisa. The problem was in the Beis Hamikdash, in effect, the Torah says Zichron Tshuva to cover everybody else, but because everyone else, so to speak, won't know for sure how you're supposed to know that it's definitely Rosh Hashanah. So we assume Elul Jeffrey did that was this X number of days, and everybody could assume he couldn't know for sure. And since you're playing around with Shabbos, okay, you play so there you don't blow, okay. So that's his answer. Only Beis Hamikdash they know for sure, so they can blow on Shabbos, okay? Because it's Tocha Shabbos. But the rest of the world, you don't know because there's no Eidim. You can't notify everybody in those days, so they know. Okay. So now you go back to the Rambam. So the Rambam, I guess, would assume that all of Yerushalayim they could find out too, but outside Yerushalayim, not. Okay. But then it has to go a step further because then the question is again, Yerushalmi can again all this in the Yerushalmi. Okay. So.
Because you said it wasn't really a
malacha. So then the next thing is Tani Yerushalmi Yochai, so they have a different drasha. Okay, because what about if there's someone else that Taka do find out? In other words, let's say in Yerushalayim proper, not like the Rambam, or a little bit beyond Yerushalayim, in whatever, you know, whatever neighborhood. So someone found out. Then you blow it, right? So he said, but there's something else also. The Pasuk links to Kiya Shofar in there in Parsha Sepinchas, Yom Tri Lachem, with the Karbonas. It says here, Vikravtem, but the correct lesson is the season. The Makom Shah Karbonas Craven. That you only blow a shofar in the place where the Karbonas, on Shabbos, in the place where the Karbonas are offered. And again, the Rama has to extend it to Shalai. Fine. So that's how the Yerushalmi deals with this question. Well, the upshot of this Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi seems to accept fundamentally this issue that there are two psukim, One refers to Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. One refers to Rosh Hashanah not on Shabbos. It's not rejected. The Gzeira of Rabbah, now, you know, Rabbah lived after the Yerushalmi was completed. So the question of how old that Gzeira is, Rabbah didn't make it up. There's a tradition, but maybe they didn't have that. They don't have that in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to accept this drasha. They didn't reject it, right? Our Gemara in the Bavli and Chav Tesmi said, Ela Omar Rabbah. No, be the Raisa, forget it, not to Psukma, don't have Smachta, and maybe works his way into the Tzila. But that's not the flow of Yerushalmi. The flow of Yerushalmi is that this drasha is accepted. Okay, fine. That's a machlokes about Yerushalmi. The question, you don't blow outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Right. In the Beis Hamikdash, you have another pasuk that tells you the link to the Karbanah. But elsewhere, you don't blow Midrash. The only question now is, okay, what you asked before. So the second kasha that the Bavli asked doesn't seem to be dealt with here. Namely, it's not a malacha.
Right.
What's the problem? Well, what should be the problem with blowing a blowing the shofar? Why should there be a misser blowing the shofar? If it's a malacha? Now, I don't want to go into another tosis. It deals with what I mean. It says, kasha adra, there's tosis in Bavli. You don't want to go a whole lot of malachi. Kasha adra, be malacha lo, it's your cook. Okay, because it's a malacha. So, nearly, you know, a lot of malacha would have been obvious that it's osur. I will eat malacha, I would have thought with an exception because Yom Tzur Lachem, I might have thought like meal or whatever, it's doches, you have to have a special limo or right. Okay, but the question is what should be the problem and why should the Beis Hamikdash be any different? Now, the second kasha, I won't follow the second kasha, the Bavli asked on its road to rejecting the contrast in two psukim as being the mucker for this din, doesn't seem to be dealt with in Yerushalmi. So Roshetta told me once in the name of the Rav the following suggestion. It's very interesting, and it cuts a little bit to the heart of the Mitzvah Tekiyah Shofar, at least on Derech HaDrush. They said, you know, it's not a malacha. It's not a malacha. But as we know, malachas are not the only thing things that are forbidden on Shabbos. The truth is, some of the Mepharshim and Yerushalmi talk about maybe it's not a malacha, but it's a violation of Avayom Hashit. It's very Tishbos, which is an Aseh of Shabbos, and maybe that's, you know, there's an Aseh. Shabbos has losas, there's not a malacha. Losas has Shabbos, it might be different. Okay, but what he said is as follows. Shabbos suggested that tefillah, the shofar, we know, and many point this out, there's a lot of connections in shofar and tefillah. Right? The shofar is a form of tefillah, it's an unspoken word. Shofar is a form of davening, a form of calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we just hear shofar in the middle of Shema Esrei. Right? I mean, if you think about it, there's no other mitzvah that we do. We're leaving out Griffith's calling now for other reasons, but there's no other mitzvah that we do inside. I mean, Pesach, there's only matzah in the middle of Shema Esrei. Okay, and then Sukkah is no way to live in the middle of Shema Esrei. There's a mitzvah not there. Do you have Sukkah? Do you have Sukkah? Do you have Sukkah? Do you have Sukkah? So how do you blow shofar in the middle? Some blow it only in the sounds, only in the Bechaz Mashashat, others both. Okay, now how do you do it in the middle of Shema Esrei? Isn't it a half-sick? And I said, no, it's not a half-sick because it is a form of tefillah. It's part of tefillah. Okay, but tefillah implies perhaps, not only a communal tefillah, but personal tefillah too. Everybody, I would imagine everybody here and all of us, hit the shofar, whatever's going on in our mind, we're thinking, you know, of different things, tshuva mahara, but tshuva like poskim write and so on, our personal things and so on. So the truth of the matter is, in a certain sense, one of the yisurim on Shabbos, besides the melachas, besides the asay of the Rosh Hashanah and so on, is also called the Dabar Dabar. You're not supposed to, based on Pesukim and Navi, you're not supposed to talk on Shabbos about things that, you know, that are weekday type of activities. For example, okay, we don't say the weekday Shemona Esrei on Shabbos with all those bakoshes. Not that there's an isser to say, it's not usser to say the brachas, but on Shabbos it's not proper to worry about, you know, personal needs and this, you know, that's just not the theme of Shabbos. I mentioned recently in the Shir, you know, that the halacha is, all right, the halacha is that if you've been by mistake on Shabbos, start Asa Chonin Olam Das, like me, half asleep by night or whatever it is, you're supposed to finish the bracha, huh? Well, not halacha, right? You have to finish the bracha. Yeah, that's what I said. So I always point out, sometimes you don't realize until you start like flopping. Then you're embarrassed. You start fixing your shirt and your jacket, you know, scratching yourself a little bit. Right? But anyway, everyone's familiar with that. but why do you finish the bracha? Except in Musaf, because in Musaf is not that kind of tefillah. But other than that, in davening, you know, you can say the week, but we don't do it. Therefore, maybe that's the idea. We don't blow shofar on Shabbos because shofar is almost like a personal tefillah, right? It's the personal tefillah. We don't say those things on a Shabbos. But explain the second question. Why should there be an Issa altogether?
Right.
Well, according to Shami, why should there be a second Issa? Why should there be an Issa? The second question is the Bali asks, and Shami doesn't answer. So the answer is because on Shabbos there's the reason why, Zichron Tzur, the swara behind it, they only make mention of the Psukim is because you don't blow shofar, you don't have the eye. What about the Beis HaMikdash? The Pasuk says, no, the Beis HaMikdash is Kibesi Beis Tfila Yikare. In the Beis HaMikdash, Tfila is always appropriate. That's the nature of the Beis HaMikdash. Forget about the whole Amen, that's true too. But just the first day of the Pasuk, Kibesi Beis Tfila. My house, my Beis HaMikdash, you're going to show the name of my house is the house of Tfila. The definition of Mikdash is a place to daven. Memela is never inappropriate. Okay, and therefore it's perfectly okay in the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. Then you saw him according to the Rambam, but in the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, you can have Kiyah Shofar even on Shabbos because nothing wrong under Rabbah with the nature, so to speak, of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a place of tefillah at all times, not only for all people that call it, but for at all times. There's nothing problematical about it, and therefore Zichron Tzur, that doesn't apply over there in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he suggested to answer the second question. Atan of Shechtan and Rosh. I just want to read the last few lines of the Masifta. And it says, so let's give you a jump on next year's sugyas. The very end of the Masifta, in the mission thing, talks about the Chazim being mostly the Tzibur, okay, in Tfilah. The Gemara de Leshu and tell the story of Ada the Kisrin B'Shem Yochanan. So it says that the Chazan can say that, and that was the original Chazar Sashatz, right? That the Chazan can say the whole Shema Esrei out loud and everybody would listen, especially during the week. Okay, many people know the davening by heart, even Shabbos, but Rosh Hashanah, even Kippur now. Rosh Hashanah, most people don't know Machiz on Shabbos by heart, long texts with all kinds of psukim, most people don't know by heart. So you have to listen to the Chazan. So there's a discussion that seems to be, and apparently it's in the Golem like that, that a person, let's say, doesn't know. He knows the first three brachas, knows the last three brachas, and he also knows the bracha of Kedushas Hayom. Kedushas Hayom is Rosh Hashanah like any other. It's similar to Yontif, so maybe that knows. That he knows. So he says, the Talmud Shmoneh, he says he should say, according to this view in the Golem, which the Ran accepts the halacha, the Rosh disagrees, the person can daven the Talmud Shmoneh, right? And just say without Mach, skip Machas and Mashrokas. There's no part. You should just say the regular first three bars, regular answer, like you can do something like any other Yontif, and just include Mekadosh Shor Yom HaZikaron. What happened to Machas and Mashrokas? So then he'll listen to the Chazan. And there he'll pay attention to the Chazan. He'll be Yotze Machas and Mashrokas with the Chazan. There's no that for heart. And apparently that was a practice. Again, it's not so relevant today. We have Machzor and printing. Because it's always better apparently in Mitzvahs. It's Shulga, whatever.
Even you divide it up.
That's what it looks like. So, but, the Gemara concludes by saying, but if you're going to rely on this trick, you still have to hear the whole Shmoneh Esrei. You can't just tune in to the Chazan. The first three brachas, you go outside and get a drink or whatever, wander around, shmooze, and you come back in just for Machas and Shofar. That you can't do. You can be Yotzei Machas and Shofar, but only with the Chazan, and only if you hear the whole thing, even the part you said. That's what it says. Okay, but Ada B'Kisim, Shem Yochar, Hushi Shom Merosh Atfila. And Rav Tanchum to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Masnisa Omer, even in the Mishnah like that came. So earlier Mishnah, in the Parak, Seder Brachas, Omer Avos Uvuras to Kudus Hashem. The earlier Mishnah, which mentions the origins of Machas and Chorosh, Machokas, Kibir Mechonuri, what the exact order is, but not for now. But that Mishnah bothers to tell us, you begin by saying Avos, that's the Bracha of Magan Avram, Alakam was saying Magan Avram. Guros after Gibor to Mechai Mason. Kiddush Hashem is after Kadosh and to the Kelakosh and Allah Kadosh. Why does the Mishnah say that every Shmoneh Esrei will ever say any time? It can be Rosh Hashanah, it can be a Kippur, it can be Pesach, it can be a Tuesday night in November, it can be a Wednesday morning in July, it doesn't matter. Whenever you daven, it says the Avada. So the Gemara is Medayik. Since the Mishnah specifies Omer, Omer, and also last week, you have to say those brachas, then those brachas are integral part, and therefore you want to be Yotzei, Machas, Chas, and Shofars with the Chazan. Then you have to hear the whole thing. The Kafa Chaim has in the beginning in the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Tavkuf Tzariyalot Tzedek Tzulus Musa B'Yochid. He says that it's our practice. You follow a Tzibur B'Lachash Afogav the Kaimon, even though we partner with Leil the Omer Shatz Omer that Shatz can be motzi everybody. But he says, let's be honest, it's hard to pay attention to every single word. You get distracted and so on. And a matter of fact, And the truth is, the briskers, the Rav spoke about this, and briskers, you know, since Kiyush Shofar in the Shemoneh Esrei is supposed to be our Seder HaBrachas, so that's why there's a special payment to try and follow every single word in the Chazos HaShat of Musav on Rosh Hashanah. Even though you yosef, you said the whole Shemoneh Esrei, but Kiyush Shofar has to be Dafka al Seder HaBrachas, Kiyush Shofar in Musav. So therefore, there's a special payment to follow, I'm not the chazan, but I'm not the chazan, I also try to follow that very carefully, word by word, if you can. But it's hard to do that, the chazan, he's right, it is hard to do that. Furthermore, some say, and we only said we can yotzei with the chazan if you don't know how to do it, but if you do, then it's better to stay with the sitter. And otherwise, he says also the piyutim, kind of a hefstick also. Anyway, bottom line, it's better to stay the Shemoneh Esrei for yourself. Anyway, that's the last line. So, Hadron Lach Pergam, Yerushalom, Masechet, Rosh Hashanah. Hadron Lach, Masechet, Rosh Hashanah, Hadron Lach, Daita Lach, Masechet, Rosh Hashanah, Daita Lach, 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 Lach,
Just before reading the Yerushalm, so they said that we're here for the Yartzeit of my mother, Shalom, Rina Bas Rav Yitzchak. So I think some of the themes that I touched on were themes that were important to her. She enjoyed tefillah very much. She enjoyed davening, and she especially enjoyed davening in the framework of a shul. She enjoyed the singing. She enjoyed the nigunim. She enjoyed the, just participating was very important to her. She enjoyed singing very much in general, and mirrors, she enjoyed harmonizing. And this idea that the tzibur can get together at daven was something that she liked very much herself. Furthermore, she also had a very, very strong connection to Eretz Yisrael, and to, directly to the Beis HaMikdash, obviously. No, we never saw the Beis HaMikdash, obviously, but she also felt very strongly that there was something special about this place. My children are here, so they know that she did it with my siblings and myself. When we were right before Baron Bas Mitzvah, she said she took us to a trip to Eretz Yisrael, that we should, right before becoming Baron Bas Mitzvah, we should spend the summer or sometime in Eretz Yisrael. And she continued it. We continued with all of our children also. So right before the Baron Bas Mitzvah took them to Eretz Yisrael, they should develop, a strong feeling for Eretz Yisrael. So this idea, and especially Yerushalayim, she liked very much being in Yerushalayim. Somehow just enjoyed being there. So this idea that a special status, and to combine it with a special status of tefillah, and she also was a universalist, so the idea of kibbeisu beisu l'kol achol amin, she held from that as well. I'm reminded of that pasuk. My wife and I went to the university a couple of years ago, so there was some group, they were Asian or whatever, some group, were on some tour, they were going through the excavations in the southern part, the Khalsa Jam, the southern part of the Khalsa, the excavations, and then he was in it. And we happened also to be walking through. And then this group stopped and they started to sing one of the songs. The whole group, about 25 people, that were singing the song. So there was a signature fellow next to me, he says, "What's going on?" So I said, "Ki beisu beisu l'kol achol amin." And that's what the pasuk says. They weren't saying anything about their religion, they were singing a hymn from song. Ki beisu, I'm not a believer in that. Okay.
Zolom lo eshkach pikudecha kivom chisane baruch atu adonai amen chokecha amen 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 kela lo et mozim anachtam lebenecha lana lahina vada vasena she samta chokena vyesha mita medrish ולא סתם חוקים אשר קונן, שאנו משכימו, הם משכימו, אנו משכימו, דברי תור, והם משכימו, דברי מפלן, אנו המילה, והם המילה, אנו המילה, מקב מסחר, והם המילה, והם מקב מסחר, אנו רוצים, הם רוצים, אנו רוצים, חיילה מבוא, והם רוצים, ושחס, נאמר, והתול, הם שרדים, ושחס, אנשי דום, נאמר, לביח, תימם, אני אתח בוח, יורצה מנחר על ההי, כשם שזה תנו לסיים, מסך עשר ששונם, כן תאזן להסקו, מסיפלס, וסורם, אחרם, וסיימם, ללמוד ולמד, לשמוע ולעשו, וכיינס, כל דברי, סמל, כרסה, ובא, וסחוס, כל התנאים, המרון, וסמל, חכומם, יעמוד לי, וזרי, של תומו, שעתור, מפי, ובתאי זרי, וזר, זרי, עד עולם, וסכיים, ביבי, סלך, תנך, הוסף, ושוח, וחסי, שמור, עליך, והקיצוס, והיא, תשיחך, כי בי, יבו, ימיך, ויוסיף, כל שנוס, חיים,
Orech Yom Yom Yisrael Orech Shem Korah Arvai Ozan Lai Tank Arvai Yoreth Et Amo Vash Shalom Oh, say shalom, bimrom, ho, brachum, yah, say shalom, aleinu, yah, kol Yisrael, bimrom.